there's no pedestrian traffic, there's no one watching in alleys. It's an easy target, so as a result, things in backyards like cars and mopeds and tillers and chickens are...
Someone stole your chickens?
Someone stole our chickens.
Good morning, this is David Warnock for Baltimore's Future. We just heard from Charles Village resident Brian O'Doherty talking about what he's seen in the alleys behind his house. And I'm here with Yuri Kamala, who's a winner of the Baltimore Social Innovation and Journal Award, who has a plan for reimagining what we can do with the alleys behind houses in Baltimore. Welcome. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
So how did you get passionate about recreating alleys and urban environments in Baltimore?
So I'm very interested in looking at communities as a whole and thinking of the health of a community and the space that people live in and how people value their space. And so in Baltimore, trash is a big problem in the alleys. So the Alley Project was just a great way to get a community engaged and address a very tangible issue.
Help our audience visualize what you see as the future.
So alleys right now, they are neglected and underutilized spaces, and people just think of it as a place where you put out your trash and it's just where service vehicles come in. But I see it as a place where so much more can happen, turning them into green spaces in terms of, or turn to places where there's lots of arts and creativity, or it could also be a space where if it's a winding alley, it could become a bike path, it can be a walking route, it could be some place where communities just come together. And some people in the city have told me that in the past it has been a place where they taught their kids how to ride their bikes, they had cookouts, they had gatherings. So thinking of it as a whole, a completely different space.
Tell us a little bit about, there must be some places in Baltimore that have done that a little bit. Where can people get a feel for what your vision is?
In Patterson Park, there's an alley, a block that did an alley gating. They gated their alleys and they turned it into kind of a live-in alley, you can call it, because there are some potted plants and it's just very livable. There are also a few alleys across the city that have worked with Blue Water Baltimore in terms of repaving those alleys and making the surfaces permeable. And so it's also more attractive in terms of when you see the alley, but also it gets people involved in turning them into friendlier and greener spaces.
Around the country, are there other cities where this has caught on and become really a urban movement?
So in San Francisco, they have the movement called Turning Alleys into Live-In Alleys. They also have movements in Chicago and Philadelphia where they call them green alleys. And so you turn them into green spaces, the same idea. But when you're thinking of turning them into green spaces, you're really bringing communities together to start rethinking their alleys. And so there's so much more you can do other than just greening and adding, you know, potting and resurfacing and things like that. It's also you can bring the arts in. You can think of how you want to use that space.
Yuri, tell us, if people want to get involved and want to look at a website or a blog, how will they do that with respect to your project?
They can go to liveinalleysbaltimore.tumblr.com, and that's going to show the pilot of the project in Waverly.
Thank you for joining us this morning, Yuri.
Thank you for having me.
For more information on this Baltimore Social Innovation Journal Award winner, go to www.warnockfoundation.org.